Nearly 2 years ago, the University of Arizona took over at Biosphere 2. The facility may be looked at as a tourist stop or a curiosity by some, but as Christopher Conover explains, the U of A is making the Biosphere into a world-class research facility.
Biosphere 2 in Oracle first came into the public consciousness in the early 1990s when a group of people lived inside. Now, Dr. Travis Huxman, the director of Biosphere 2, says the University of Arizona is hoping to bring the biosphere back to the forefront by making it the premier lab for climate change research.
Biosphere 2 is at least the biomes that we're working in for this experiment. It's the world's largest environmentally controlled mass balance facility. So we can very accurately control the climate within the system. We can make it rain when we want it to rain. We can cool it down when we want it to cool down. And at the same time, it has fantastic measurement capabilities. So we can accurately measure everything that's going in the biome and everything that's going out of those biomes.
Some of the scientists involved with Biosphere 2 say the best way to think of the facility is a lab rat for climate change. Huxman says after 2 years of planning, work is underway converting what was the farm for the Biospherians into the first major project at Biosphere 2.
The new experiment is focused on understanding how hydrology, ecology, geology, and atmospheric processes all interact over very long periods of time.
Of course, there are those in the public who will question why scientists are looking at water and climate change. John Adams, the assistant director of planning and facilities at Biosphere 2, says he has an answer for those questioning the research.
Water is going to be the hammer of climate change, and understanding and being able to better predict its behavior is going to be critical for us to understand how these changes may influence the areas which we live around and amongst. And we really don't have a tool like this. We either work in small laboratories or we work in the outside. And this facility is this intermediate step, which gives us much tighter control, a much larger scale than's previously been available, but we don't have all that natural variability that you have to contend with on the outside.
Adams says getting the area ready meant major changes to what was once a farm.
We've removed all of what was the existing soil in there. It was about 3 feet worth of soil over this half acre worth of area. And now we're going to build three artificial landscapes. And they're going to be built, essentially we're going to create a wedge on top of the existing structure behind us. It'll be elevated at a 10 degree slope, and then it will have a small valley in the center of that. And there will be three of them, so they'll be identical in nature. And the idea would be then to put another 3 feet of soil on top of them of a very definable origin that the research group has selected and have an opportunity to study how water moves through these systems and as you change conditions, how in turn does that change the movement of water.
When the changes are complete, researchers from a number of different disciplines will work together on the experiment.
People who primarily do computer modeling, to people who do instrumentation, to soil scientists, to plant biologists, to atmospheric scientists.
While the hillside construction is a major change to Biosphere 2, it's not the only research going on. Biosphere 2's director, Travis Huxman, says scientists are still working in the rainforest and the savanna, as well as the ocean biome.
It's going to change in its species composition, and it's going to take on a focus that sort of is asking questions about biodiversity, microorganism biodiversity. The current work we're working on in there is looking at the viral communities, asking questions about how do you find very rare species, species that are very hard to sample because they're in very small numbers. And that enclosed system lets us, you know, test our techniques.
Of course, Biosphere 2 is open to the public, and that is by design, according to John Adams. That way people can see the research as it happens. But scientifically, those who work at the facility must be aware of the challenges that having a very public lab presents.
So certain areas are open to the public when they come through on a tour, and we want that to be the case, but we also want to be able to conduct research in other areas and minimize the impact that those visitors may have on that project.
The experiments at Biosphere 2 are not short-term. The hillside work that will eventually take place in what used to be the farm will run for a decade. All of that work takes money, and in these tough budget times, some may question the need for such work. But officials with Biosphere 2 say none of the money comes from government sources, unless it's in the form of a research grant. The day-to-day operating funds all come from private sources. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.